Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive. Jake Carter here, your daily dose of gentle motivation, and let's get real for a sec. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Days when it feels like everything's going wrong, that inner voice is screaming negativity, and you just want to curl up under the covers with a pint of ice cream, no judgment here. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower you already possess, that can help you not only survive but actually thrive in those tough times? It's gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, gratitude? Seriously, Jake? Stick with me for a minute. I'm not talking about forcing yourself to be happy when you're feeling anything but. I'm talking about shifting your perspective, finding those little glimmers of light even in the darkest moments. It's a powerful tool that can change the game. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into the art of cultivating gratitude during difficult times. Trust me, it's more impactful than you think. Here's the thing. When life gets tough, it's easy to get caught in a spiral of negativity. We focus on what's wrong, what's missing, and all the things we wish were different. But that just amplifies the pain, right? It's like staring into a mirror reflecting your darkest fears. Now imagine flipping that mirror, focusing on the good, even if it seems small. First off, gratitude is a muscle. Just like any other skill, it takes practice. Start small. Maybe it's acknowledging the warmth of your morning coffee, the sound of birds chirping outside your window, or even just having a roof over your head. These seemingly insignificant things become powerful reminders that there's still good in the world. Second, gratitude is about shifting your focus. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing where you put your attention. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently redirect them. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, think about what you have. Even if it's something as simple as a supportive friend, a funny meme, or a good book, hold on to those things. Third, gratitude can actually change your brain. Seriously, studies show that practicing gratitude can decrease stress hormones, increase feelings of happiness and well-being, and even improve your sleep. It's like rewiring your brain for positivity. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of a simple thank you. Whether it's to a barista who made your latte just right, a friend who listened to you vent, or a stranger who held the door open, expressing gratitude can have a ripple effect. It makes people feel good, and that positive energy spreads. And lastly, remember that gratitude is not a one-time thing. It's a daily practice. Make it a habit to reflect on the things you're grateful for, big or small. Keep a gratitude journal, share your appreciation with loved ones, or simply take a moment each day to savor the good stuff. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, going through the motions without truly appreciating life? I get it, man. It happens to all of us. But imagine if you could shift that perspective, find joy even amidst the chaos. Think about a time when things were rough, maybe a job loss, a relationship ending, or just a period of general stress. Now think back to any moments during that difficult time where you felt a spark of gratitude. It might have been for a supportive friend, a delicious meal, or even just a moment of peaceful silence. Remember those feelings. Cultivating gratitude is like planting a seed. You may not see immediate results, but with consistent care and attention, it can blossom into something beautiful. And trust me, the journey is worth it. So, let's recap. Gratitude is about shifting our focus, appreciating the little things, and practicing thankfulness even when life throws curveballs. It's a muscle we can train, a perspective we can cultivate, and a superpower that can transform our lives. Alright, champions, go out there and sprinkle some gratitude into your day. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. And remember, even in the toughest times, there's always something to be grateful for. Until next time, keep driving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.